So towards the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Chevra, we have the famous words in the Torah. People don't realize they're here. We forget thinking about Parshas Yisro and the Asaras Dibros. But the words of Nasa v'Nishma. Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikir Bazne Am, Vayomru Kol Asher Diba Hashem Nasa v'Nishma, Perich of Dalad, Pasuk Zayin, that every Yid said Nasa v'Nishma. Nasa v'Nishma. We will do, and we will listen. And on these words, the Gemara in Shabbos, that Peches and Aleph says, Migila Razelo, who revealed such a secret to my Bnei Yisrael? This is the secret of the Malachim, to say Anasav and Ishma, such a Madrega, which... Mamash, all the Svarim, and everybody speaks about this, so unbelievable, these words, leave it for now, don't worry, of Nasav and Ishma. But it was a few psukim earlier. A few psukim earlier, here we said, we'll do and we'll listen. A few psukim earlier, in Perach of Dal Pazag Gimel, Vayan Kolam Kol Echad Vayomru Kol Advar Mashar Dibar Hashem Nase. They already said a few psukim earlier, everything that you tell us, we're going to do. Now they say everything you tell, we're going to do and we're going to listen. L'maisa, why such godless of Nasa v'Nishma above Nasa? We're going to do it all. We're going to do and we're going to listen. Shkoyach, what's the difference? And why is Nasa v'Nishma such a madrega higher than Nasa? The godless was that it was Nasa. We'll do even prior to v'Nishma. Prior to the understanding. So once we say Nasa, that's good enough. Only as Daiti, I thought, if you read through the Psukim, the first time they say Nasa was just on the coil of listening to the Asaras HaDibros, and listening to the Torah. And if you look, in the Psukim in between, it talks about Moshe, the Yicht of Moshe is called Divrei Hashem, writing it down. And therefore, at this point, there's already Vayikach Sefer Abris, there's already a Sefer Torah. Some there's a discussion, we've shown him how much of a Sefer Torah that was, but there's a Sefer. So it's just telling us now, Nasa v'Nishma, because before I could only say Nasa, I heard it once and I'm going to do. Now it's Nasa v'Nishma, I'm going to do and I'm going to continuously learn and continuously understand because I have a written Torah. That just answers why now is Nasa v'Nishma perhaps, but it doesn't tell us the godless of Nasa v'Nishma above Nasa. So I saw in the Heliga words of the Drash Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says as follows. Rav Moshe says that when we say Nasa, what one could perceive that meaning is I'm going to always do for Hashem. But I'm going to always do for Hashem the way I perceive is best. The way I think is best for Hashem. But a lot of times we could rationalize and we could figure out and decide this is what I think Hashem wants, but it's not really what Hashem wants. Nasa v'Nishma means not just I'm going to do for Hashem. I'm going to do for Hashem the way I listen to the way He tells me to. I'm going to do for Hashem the way He wants me to, even though it might not be the way I want to. Imagine, Lamashal, you have a husband, and a husband decides he wants to get something special for his wife, and his wife hates flowers. And the husband says, goes to the florist and buys this beautiful bouquet, and he says, I'm going to do for my wife something special, and brings this beautiful bouquet of flowers. But the wife hates flowers, so is that something special for the wife? So you're thinking, you're doing all this good, you're really doing nothing good. So too, sometimes we think to ourselves, I want to daven beautifully, so I go to sleep late, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to sleep tomorrow till 10:30, because then I'm going to wake up and I'm going to daven at 11 with so much kavana. Lishma, I'm doing it for the Eibishner. Das is a nasa dikir. I'm doing it for Him, but the way I want to do it. Ultimately, you're not serving Hashem, you're serving yourself. In certain worlds, in liberal Judaism, we're going to create women rabbis. We're going to create women rabbis. It's good for class for women rabbis. What is this? This is saying the way I want to serve. And they come and they say their lishma, and it's all emes. Emes. It's the way you want to serve Hashem, not the way the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to serve Hashem. Once it's the way you want to serve Hashem, and not the way the Rabbanu Shalom wants you to serve Hashem, lemaitz, it's bringing flowers to your wife who hates flowers. That's an Ever Hashem. That's a Nasa Dikiyid, not a Nasa V'Nishma Dikiyid. That's what Rav Moshe is telling us. So therefore, what's the Ruz? What's the godless? The godless is Nasa v'Nishma. The godless is not just saying, I'm going to do Ratzon Hashem, I'm going to do it the way He wants me to do it. Because I understand He knows better than I what's best. And that's each and every one of us. We have to stop rationalizing. And even those of us that want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is all of us, but to do it not just the way to serve Hashem, but we have to serve Hashem the way He wants to serve Hashem, and say and be mekabel nasav nishma, and that tzchus will be zoicha ultimately bez Hashem, just like by Kabbalah Torah, we'll be zoicha to ala yeshuas and ala simcha, we'll be zoicha ultimately to the gula shlema b'merher v'meinu bez Hashem b'karav mamish. Have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Simcha bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh.
Hi, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh.
Hi, Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.
Hi,
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh.
Hi,
Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos,
Shabbos
Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,